Time now to welcome in our very next guest, Corey Aviles. And Corey, well, you wear many, many hats. We were talking to you just a few moments ago, but you are an executive member on the Lorain County Junior Fair Board, and you said the beginning of this week is extraordinarily busy for you.
Yes, we have lots of shows on Monday and Tuesday, and they're probably our busiest days of the week. After today, it'll start to slow down for us, and we can hopefully enjoy it.
Why is that? Just because everything's kind of getting started on those 2 days?
Yeah, that, and Monday is our busiest show day. We have our fowl show and our sheep show in the afternoon. We also have a goat show, and today we have our hog show, which brings in a lot of people.
Now, this is your first year as an executive member on the Lorain County Junior Fair Board. What all kinds of responsibilities are associated with that?
As an executive board member, I have had to lead groups of people during our work sessions and oversee projects. I've also headed up our fundraiser sales this year for the Junior Fair Board.
Okay, so there's certainly a lot going on there, and it seems like that all kind of runs in the family as well, because your sister is involved with the Junior Fair, isn't she?
Yeah, she's the president this year of our Junior Fair Board.
Okay, and is that kind of how you got involved, or is this just kind of something you've always been interested in?
I've always been showing at the fair since I was little, but my sister started as a Junior Fair Board member before me, and that's what got me into it. I was a assistant my first year, and since then I've been a member for 3 years.
So you did the fundraising as well, that kind of the business aspect of things. What'd you guys do for the fundraiser?
We have a sausage sale, so we sell packs of sausage, and then we sell it to local businesses or anyone in our community. And we also have a sponsorship sale, or we get sponsorships from local businesses to help fund our fair, anything that we need for it, our supplies and everything.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So you're also the assistant chair for the dairy department, also the chair for the sheep department.
Yes.
So what are your responsibilities there?
Getting all the show paperwork ready, running the shows. We also have to get the barns ready for those, so I help head that up. And we make barn layouts and everything just so everyone is organized. And
now you said you were showing this year as well, market lamb, is that
correct?
Yeah,
I show market lamb. So on Monday, that was pretty busy because I had to get my lamb ready, but also get ready for the show. So,
how's that help, though? I mean, when you're helping out with the different barns, and you kind of have that understanding of what everybody needs and wants.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier. I don't have dairy, and I never have really been a dairy person, but I kind of got thrown into it. And since being like the chair or the assistant chair, I've learned a lot from it. But having market lambs growing up, it's made it so much easier being the sheep chair because I have an understanding of it. I know what needs to be done.
Why'd you decide to go with lamb or sheep?
I don't really know. I've been showing, this is my 9th year showing lambs, so my dad kind of got us into it. He never showed them, but he knew people that did, so that's how we got the connection.
Wow. What's the process of raising? I mean, it's got to start pretty early, I'd have to think.
Yeah, we get them at the end of April, and we raise them until fair starts, so we have to feed them out and just care for them. It's a lot easier than, like, raising a steer because you have that for a lot longer, but I mean, it still has its difficulties.
Do you have to shear lamb, or is that just...
Yeah, we shear them for show.
So you've learned how to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you're also a member of the Huntington Highlighters 4-H Club. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
I'm the vice president of our 4-H Club, so that's what I show my animals through. I'm in FFA also, but that's through Medina County. So here I show my lambs through 4-H, and at the meetings I help run them and kind of help our younger members too. We have a lot of younger members in our club that show. So
do you have any downtime at all? It seems like that takes up a lot of your time in the summer.
Yeah, I'm also the president of our FFA chapter at school, so I have a lot of responsibilities, but it makes it fun and keeps me busy. So
well, some of your friends are here from the Junior Fair Board also. They were nice enough to eat a couple pieces of pizza in front of you, and they were kind of teasing you. So who are your friends who are here with you?
Sarah Hurikovic, PJ Hurikovic, and Matthew Schnell.
See, they were sitting there and they were teasing you and they were looking at you and they were eating pizza right in front of your face, and then you had to give them a shout out. Now they're all embarrassed and they're running away, so we gave you an ample opportunity to get them back. That's kind of what we do. You know, when I saw them eating pizza in front of you, I'm like, you know, that's something you and I would do to each other for sure.
Yeah, probably, yeah. That's a long line for the pizza over there, too. You should have had them get you some.
Yeah, maybe that's the least they can do.
Maybe next time you'll get names right if they bring you some pizza, right?
Good stuff. Again, Corey Aviles joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. the fair, I think everybody's got a different idea as to how they enjoy
it. Just record it. We'll play.
How exactly do you enjoy the fair?
Through the shows and all of our exhibitors, I think it's easy because we get to watch everyone's show and we spend more time like watching our exhibitors and spending time in the barn. So I think that's being on Junior Fair Board. We're here all the time. I don't go home during the week. So there's a lot of downtime. So that's how that's the time that we enjoy.
So you guys camp out here on the whole nine
yards.
Yeah. You don't leave the fairgrounds the entire week.
No.
Okay. Now, is that something you guys have been doing for a while?
Yeah, this is my third year staying up here for the whole. Since I've been on fair board, I've stayed up here.
Now, do you guys do that because it's fun, or do you do it because it's just convenient?
It's way more convenient. I have to be up here every morning at 6 o'clock to unlock the barns, and can't go until 10 o'clock to when I shut the barns.
Wow.
So.
Whoa. Okay. So
you're here for the week, whether you want to be or not. All right.
So basically, you just go back to wherever your camping grounds are, and you fall asleep, and you wake up a few
yep.
hours later, and you do it all over.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So there's nothing about that you really get a chance to enjoy. You do all the enjoying by the time you get here at 6 and
yeah.
by the time you go home at 10 o'clock then.
Yep.
Okay, wow. Well, we know you're really busy, so we certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time here today. It was a lot of fun catching up and getting to know more about what you do. And it almost seems like when you and I enjoyed the summer when we were in school, we kind of wanted to put off going to school for so long, and then all of a sudden school came around like, oh, man, school's here again.
Sure.
For you, it seems like you want to get back to school because your summer's been so busy, you haven't had any downtime whatsoever.
Yeah, since the last week of July, we've been up here almost every day during the week, setting up barns, getting the grounds ready, because our junior fair board is completely, our fair in general is completely youth-run by our junior fair board, so we have to set everything up and get everything ready.
You guys do a tremendous job here, so that's pretty impressive. But you said you're the president of the FFA club as well
yes.
over at Black River, so
yep.
So you kind of run the joint over there as well.
Yeah.
So probably not much downtime when she goes back to school either.
No.
No, that's my guess, yeah. Well, and right now there's a dog agility show going on you guys
yes.
are running, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so we got you out of running that one, right? You're
yes.
not associated with the dog agility show, I take it.
I just came from judging the chicken costume contest.
A chicken costume contest?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
please
so
elaborate.
Yeah.
You're judging this?
Yes.
We've just extended this interview like another 10 minutes, I think, here.
Yeah, we have. I mean, you thought you were done 5 minutes ago. We just keep coming up with more information here. So if you're judging this, what kinds of things are you looking for?
What's the criteria to a chicken costume?
That too, yeah.
We judged it on creativity.
Is it a chicken?
Presentation.
Complexity
and one other category. And it was out of 20. It was interesting.
All right.
I believe it. It sounds like that would be a very difficult thing to do. All right. Well, Corey, we appreciate the time again.
Yeah.
I promise we're done this time. We won't ask you any
right.
more questions, but thank you again
You're
for coming
welcome.
On.
They may be
ducking under here for a little while.
Well,
starting
it is
rain
raining, so the rain's coming down. Hopefully it will stop in time for Forner to get out there and play. We'll step aside and get to a break. We'll come back with more of the Lorain County Fair after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and on 100.3 FM.